Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Dominican Republic Episode 3, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 9, The Aftermath of Restoration and the Struggle for Stability, 1865 to 1885. The State of the Dominican Republic After the War of Restoration, 1865 to 1870. The Dominican Republic, having successfully reclaimed its independence from Spain in 1865, faced a period of extreme political instability, economic devastation, and social unrest. The war had left the country in ruins, with widespread destruction of infrastructure, agriculture, and industry. Economic collapse. With fields burned and trade networks disrupted, the economy struggled to recover. The cattle and sugar industries, once the backbone of the economy, were in decline. Political factions. The country was deeply divided between conservatives and liberals, with neither side able to establish a lasting government. External threats. Both Haiti and foreign powers like the United States and European nations kept a close watch on the struggling republic. The rule of Buenaventura Báez, 1865 to 1866, 1868 to 1874, 1876 to 1878. One of the most influential yet controversial figures in Dominican politics during this period was Buenaventura Báez, who served multiple terms as president. His rule was marked by attempts to stabilize the country through foreign intervention and loans, though many of these efforts failed. First term, 1865 to 1866, Báez sought financial aid from the United States and European nations, but political opposition forced him out of power. Second term, 1868 to 1870, for he attempted to annex the Dominican Republic to the United States, hoping to secure economic stability and protection. This move was highly unpopular and ultimately failed. Third term, 1876 to 1878, his return to power was met with resistance, and his government was overthrown in a coup. Ulises Espaillat and Liberal Reforms, 1876. In contrast to Báez, Ulises Espaillat represented the liberal faction, promoting educational reforms, infrastructure development, and decentralization of power. However, his presidency was short-lived due to political opposition and internal conflicts. Caudillos and military rule, 1878 to 1885. The late 19th century saw the rise of regional warlords and military leaders, caudillos, who controlled different parts of the country. With no strong central government, local power struggles led to frequent coups and assassinations. Ignacio Maria Gonzalez, 1878 to 1880, a transitional leader who tried to unify the nation but faced strong opposition. Fernando Arturo de Merino, 1880 to 1882, a church leader turned president who implemented moderate reforms. Ulises Heroes, 1882 to 1885, a rising military leader who would later become one of the most powerful and controversial figures in Dominican history. Economic dependence and foreign influence. With a weak economy, the Dominican Republic became increasingly dependent on foreign loans and trade agreements, particularly with the United States, Spain, and France. Sugar production began to recover, but most of the profits benefited foreign investors rather than the local population. Increased debt. The government took on large foreign debts, leading to economic dependency. Infrastructure development. Railways and ports were built to support exports, but corruption and mismanagement limited progress. Haitian relations. Relations with Haiti fluctuated between diplomacy and conflict, as both nations struggled with their own internal problems. The rise of Ulises Heroes, 1882 to 1885. One of the defining figures of this period was Ulises Heroes, a military commander who leveraged political instability to consolidate power. His early rule set the stage for his later dictatorship. political maneuvering. Heroes allied himself with key military factions and regional leaders to maintain control. Repression of opposition. He used a combination of military force and political suppression to eliminate rivals. Economic policies. His administration continued borrowing from foreign nations, increasing national debt while funding infrastructure projects that bolstered his support among the elites. The social impact of instability, 1865 to 1885. The years following the War of Restoration saw significant social changes in the Dominican Republic. Peasant struggles. With land and resources depleted by war, rural communities faced extreme poverty. Migration patterns. Many Dominicans fled to neighboring islands or attempted to move to urban centers in search of work. Cultural resilience. Despite hardships, national identity continued to strengthen, with a growing emphasis on Dominican sovereignty and pride. Conclusion: a nation at a crossroads. By 1885, the Dominican Republic was still struggling to establish stable governance and economic independence. The political and economic turmoil had set the stage for the rise of Ulises Heroes, whose rule would dramatically alter the country's trajectory. The next chapter will explore the rise of Ulises Heroes, Lilies, his dictatorship, and the impact of authoritarian rule on Dominican society and foreign relations. Chapter 10, The Rise and Rule of Ulises Heroes, 1885 to 1899. The political climate leading to Heroes' rise, 1885 to 1889. By the mid-1880s, the Dominican Republic was entrenched in political instability, economic struggles, and internal conflicts. The nation had experienced frequent leadership changes, and no president had been able to maintain long-term authority. Ulises Heroes, known as Lilies, emerged as a dominant political figure by leveraging his military influence and strategic alliances. Power struggles. The frequent coups and assassinations in the late 19th century left the Dominican Republic fragmented. Heroes' appeal. Initially, he was seen as a strong leader capable of stabilizing the nation. Military support. His connections within the military allowed him to secure the presidency in 1887. Heroes' first presidency, 1887 to 1889. Economic policies. Heroes introduced policies aimed at reviving the Dominican economy, particularly in agriculture and trade. Authoritarian measures. He quickly consolidated power, silencing opposition and controlling the press. Public sentiment. Many citizens initially supported his leadership, viewing him as a stabilizing force. The establishment of dictatorship, 1889 to 1893. During his second presidency, Heroes transitioned from a strong leader to an outright dictator. He eliminated political opposition through imprisonment, assassination, and intimidation. Political repression. Critics were arrested or executed, and free speech was heavily restricted. Military expansion. The armed forces grew under his rule, solidifying his grip on power. Economic corruption. Heroes borrowed heavily from foreign nations, amassing significant debt. The economic boom and growing foreign influence, 1893 to 1897. While the Dominican economy saw some improvements under Heroes' rule, it came at a cost. Increased sugar production. Foreign investments, particularly from the U.S. and Europe, helped modernize the sugar industry. Reliance on foreign loans. Heroes secured multiple loans from U.S. and European banks, leading to financial instability. Infrastructure developments. Railroads and ports were expanded, facilitating trade but benefiting foreign investors more than locals. The downfall of Heroes, 1897 to 1899. By the late 1890s, opposition to Heroes' rule had grown, both domestically and internationally. Financial crisis. The Dominican Republic was deeply in debt, and investors began losing confidence. Public discontent. Widespread corruption, economic inequality, and repression fueled resentment. Assassination of Heroes, 1899 on July 26, 1899, Heroes was assassinated by a group of revolutionaries in Moca, marking the end of his dictatorship. The legacy of Heroes' rule. Heroes' reign left the Dominican Republic in political turmoil and economic distress. While he had brought temporary stability, his reliance on authoritarian rule and foreign debt crippled the nation. His assassination led to another period of instability, setting the stage for further conflicts in the early 20th century. Heroes' control over the Dominican economy. Heroes built a financial empire through economic manipulations that favored his inner circle while straining the national economy. His dependence on foreign loans and monopolized industries led to short-term economic booms, but long-term instability. Currency manipulation. Heroes controlled the issuance of banknotes, devaluing currency to finance state expenses. Monopolization of trade. He created state-run monopolies on key exports, ensuring profits flowed to his administration. Increasing foreign debt. By the end of his rule, the Dominican Republic owed millions to foreign creditors, particularly European banks and U.S. investors. Heroes' intelligence and repression system. To maintain power, Heroes developed an extensive intelligence network that ensured he remained one step ahead of potential opponents. Secret police. He established a vast network of informants who reported on opposition movements. Political assassinations. Suspected enemies were eliminated, making public dissent nearly impossible. Exile of opponents. Many prominent political figures fled the country to escape persecution. Heroes' relationship with the United States and Europe. Heroes' diplomacy was centered on maintaining international backing while keeping domestic control. His engagements with the United States and European powers were strategic. Trade agreements. He promoted Dominican exports, but on terms that largely favored foreign investors. Loan acquisitions. He borrowed extensively from American and European banks, using loans to fund government operations while securing his power. Military partnerships. He sought military aid from international allies, ensuring support against local insurrections. Social and cultural effects of Heroes' dictatorship. While his regime brought economic development in certain sectors, it came at the expense of human rights and civil liberties. Educational reforms. Some investment was made in education, though mostly to promote pro-Heroes propaganda. Cultural nationalism. He emphasized Dominican identity, but manipulated it to serve his regime. Religious influence. He leveraged ties with the Catholic Church to legitimize his rule. The power vacuum after Heroes' assassination, 1899 to 1902. After his assassination, the Dominican Republic fell into immediate chaos as different factions fought for control. The following years saw revolving leadership. Several leaders briefly held power, but were unable to stabilize the country. Economic collapse. The foreign debt crisis deepened, leading to economic hardship for Dominicans. Increased foreign interest. The U.S. and European nations began considering intervention due to concerns over debt repayment and regional stability. Conclusion. The long shadow of Heroes. Ulises Heroes's rule shaped the Dominican Republic for decades. While he created infrastructure and economic opportunities, his reliance on dictatorial control, foreign debt, and ruthless suppression of dissent left the country weakened. His assassination in 1899 marked the beginning of yet another chapter of political instability and economic struggle. The next chapter will explore the period of political chaos after Heroes' assassination, the growing role of the United States, and the events leading to foreign intervention in Dominican affairs. Chapter 11. The Aftermath of Heroes and the Path to U.S. Intervention, 1899 to 1916. The immediate aftermath of Heroes' assassination, 1899 to 1902. The assassination of Ulises Heroes in 1899 plunged the Dominican Republic into a new period of political instability, economic decline, and social unrest. His dictatorship had left the country in a fragile state, heavily indebted to foreign creditors, politically divided, and socially fragmented. Political vacuum. Multiple factions vied for power in the wake of his assassination, leading to frequent leadership changes and uncertainty. Economic collapse. The country faced crippling debt from excessive foreign loans that Heroes had accumulated to sustain his authoritarian rule. Foreign pressure. European creditors and the United States demanded debt repayments, increasing the risk of direct foreign intervention. The period of unstable governments, 1902 to 1910. With Heroes gone, the Dominican Republic entered a period of rapidly changing leadership, marked by military coups, rebellions, and weak governments that struggled to assert authority. Juan Isidro Jimenez, 1899-1902. Jimenez, a former political opponent of Heroes, was chosen as the new president. However, he faced immediate resistance from remnants of the Heroes regime, forcing him to resign in 1902. Horacio Vázquez, 1902-1903. After Jimenez stepped down, Horacio Vázquez briefly assumed power, but his government was soon challenged by rival political factions, leading to a cycle of instability. Carlos Morales Lenguasco, 1903-1906's presidency was characterized by growing foreign influence, particularly from the United States, which began exerting control over Dominican finances. Ramon Casares, 1906-1911 Casares government attempted to restore stability, but his assassination in 1911 reignited political chaos. Economic decline and foreign intervention, 1905-1910. The Dominican Republic was in financial turmoil as foreign creditors, particularly the United States, Germany, and France, sought repayment of outstanding debts. The Roosevelt Corollary, 1904 U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt announced that the U.S. would intervene in Latin American nations if they failed to meet their financial obligations, laying the groundwork for U.S. involvement in the Dominican Republic. 1905 Customs Agreement. In a move to stabilize the economy, the Dominican government signed an agreement allowing the U.S. to take control of Dominican customs houses, using revenue to pay off foreign debts. Increased U.S. oversight. Although the Dominican Republic remained politically independent, American officials increasingly dictated financial policies. Resistance to U.S. influence and internal conflicts, 1910-1915. Despite economic stabilization under U.S. supervision, many Dominicans resented foreign control and sought to reclaim sovereignty. 1911 assassination of President Casares. The assassination created further instability, with different factions vying for power. Power struggles. In the following years, the Dominican government was unable to maintain control, leading to continued internal conflicts. Growing U.S. concerns. As tensions escalated and World War I loomed, the U.S. feared instability in the Dominican Republic could threaten American economic and security interests. The U.S. military occupation, 1916. With political unrest at its peak and Dominican leaders unable to establish order, the United States decided to intervene militarily. On May 5, 1916, U.S. Marines landed in Santo Domingo, beginning an 8-year military occupation. End of Dominican sovereignty. The U.S. dissolved the existing Dominican government and established direct American military rule. Resistance movements. Dominican nationalists, particularly in rural areas, launched armed rebellions against U.S. forces. Economic and infrastructure development. The U.S. invested in public services and infrastructure, but maintained strict control over the economy and government. The impact of the U.S. occupation. The U.S. occupation brought both economic improvements and political repression. While the Americans developed infrastructure, established a professional military, and improved public health, Dominicans resented the loss of their independence. Industrial growth, roads, bridges, and communication networks were expanded, facilitating trade and economic development. Labor discontent. American firms controlled much of the economy, leading to labor disputes and social tensions. Suppression of nationalism. The U.S. banned opposition groups and censored press outlets that criticized the occupation. Conclusion. The loss of Dominican sovereignty and the seeds of nationalism. The period between 1899 and 1916 was marked by political chaos, economic instability, and increasing U.S. intervention. The assassination of heroes created a power vacuum that left the Dominican Republic vulnerable to foreign influence. By 1916, the country was no longer in control of its destiny, as U.S. military forces took over governance. The next chapter will explore the U.S. occupation, resistance movements, and the fight for Dominican sovereignty leading to the withdrawal of U.S. forces in 1924. Chapter 12. The U.S. Occupation and the Struggle for Dominican Sovereignty, 1916-1924. The Prelude to Occupation, 1914-1916. By 1914, the Dominican Republic was in a state of political and economic crisis. Years of instability, assassinations, and financial debt had left the country vulnerable to foreign intervention. The United States, under President Woodrow Wilson, had been closely monitoring the situation, concerned about the Caribbean's strategic importance in World War I. Political unrest. The assassination of President Ramon Casares, 1911, had triggered a cycle of instability. Financial dependency. The Dominican government had accrued significant foreign debt, making it difficult to maintain sovereignty. U.S. interests. The U.S. wanted to prevent European intervention and secure stability in the region. The U.S. military occupation begins, 1916. On May 5, 1916, U.S. Marines landed in Santo Domingo, marking the start of an 8-year occupation. By November, the entire country was under American military rule, officially administered by the United States Navy. Dissolution of Dominican government. The existing Dominican government was dissolved, and U.S. officials took control of administration. Military rule. U.S. Marines established a strict order, enforcing policies to stabilize the country. Infrastructure development. Roads, bridges, and public services were expanded, but at the cost of Dominican autonomy. Resistance and nationalist movements, 1917 to 1921. Despite American claims of peace and progress, many Dominicans saw the occupation as an attack on their sovereignty. Resistance movements began forming, particularly in rural areas where guerrilla fighters, known as Gavilleros, waged a war against U.S. forces. The Gavillero Rebellion, Dominican rebels, supported by local communities, engaged in armed resistance against the occupation. Political opposition. Intellectuals and political leaders, including Amerigo Lugo, condemned the occupation in nationalist writings. U.S. repression. The American forces responded with harsh military tactics, suppressing resistance through arrests and forced disarmament. Economic and social changes under U.S. rule, 1917 to 1922. While the occupation brought some economic growth, it was largely structured to benefit U.S. businesses and trade interests. Expansion of sugar plantations. American companies expanded sugar production, increasing U.S. economic control. Land displacement. Many Dominicans lost land due to foreign-owned agricultural operations. Modernization. The U.S. improved education, healthcare, and infrastructure, but at the cost of Dominican self-governance. The impact of cultural and political suppression. The occupation reshaped Dominican society, affecting cultural, political, and military structures. Americanization of governance. The U.S. introduced laws and policies that favored American commercial interests. Restricted freedom of speech. Newspapers and public forums were censored, silencing anti-American sentiment. Militarization. The Dominican National Guard was established under U.S. oversight, replacing traditional military structures. Growing calls for independence and the path to U.S. withdrawal, 1922 to 1924. By 1922, growing Dominican nationalist movements and international criticism pressured the U.S. to begin plans for withdrawal. Hughes-Pinedo Agreement, 1922, negotiated between the U.S. and Dominican leaders, setting conditions for U.S. withdrawal. Dominicanization of government. The gradual return of political power to Dominicans. End of the occupation. 1924. On July 12, 1924, the U.S. officially transferred power back to a newly elected Dominican government. Consequences of the U.S. occupation. The U.S. occupation left a lasting impact on the Dominican Republic. While infrastructure improvements remained, the experience fueled nationalist pride and resistance to future foreign interventions. Institutional reforms. New government structures remained, shaping future administrations. Economic control. U.S. businesses continued to dominate key industries. Rise of future dictatorships. The military framework established during the occupation played a role in the rise of Rafael Trujillo, who would later seize power. Conclusion. The struggle for true independence. The U.S. withdrawal in 1924 marked the end of a foreign-controlled administration, but Dominicans still faced economic dependence and political instability. The next chapter will explore the post-occupation period, the restoration of democracy, and the rise of Rafael Trujillo's dictatorship.